Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis Radio production, written by Marion Hartley and produced by David Hartley.
Oh, you're back. Is everything okay?
No, it's not. That damn woman complained about me.
Who? Which woman?
The rep Becky. I can't remember her surname.
Oh, no. So what does she say?
Oh, it was awful, Penny. She told Matthew that I gossiped about another customer.
Oh, crikey. And had you?
No. All I did was mention to her that I thought a customer couldn't read. Do you remember? I told you about her. She was the one who brought the mugs back.
Oh, her. Yes, I remember. So what else did he say?
He said that I'd been sarcastic and given out wrong information. Me? I never do that. Okay, I joked with her that she couldn't bring the mugs back. But as I say, I told her it was a joke. I didn't actually mean it.
Oh, no. And I remember you saying that.
Oh, it was terrible. He was so annoyed. I didn't know what to say to him. I've never seen him like that before.
Well, I suppose it's because she's a friend of the family, isn't she? So I suppose he didn't want anything to go wrong.
But I didn't do anything wrong. Honestly, all I did was joke with the blooming woman. And okay, I did mention another customer. But it's not as if she'd know it or anything. Honestly, she's taken everything I've said out of context.
Oh dear.
Well, I'll never serve her again. In fact, I hope I never see her again in my whole life.
Well, you won't have to, will you? Everything will be done online now.
How could she complain like that? I was only joking, for goodness sake.
Oh, you know what some people are like. They moan about anything just for the sake of it.
Penny, he gave me a verbal warning.
Oh, did he?
Yes. Oh, and I really feel quite sick.
Look, go and take 5 minutes out the back. I can cope here by myself for a bit.
No, I can't. What if Matthew comes along?
He won't.
Oh, I feel all shaky and my tummy is churning.
Go on, Tina. If anyone asks, I'll say you've gone to the loo.
Okay. Oh, Penny, all of this has really upset me.
I know. I can see it has. So go on and take as long as you like.
Oh, hi, Penny. Have you seen James?
Ah, well, the last time I saw him, he was in the stockroom.
Oh, how long ago was that?
Oh, about 10 minutes ago.
Okay, well, I'll have a look in there then. Thanks. Oh, Penny, are you still up for going to the Fox tonight?
Yes, of course I am. What, about 8?
Yeah, that'll be great. Ah, by the way, where's Tina?
Oh, she went to the loo.
Is everything all right?
Yes, it's fine. She won't be long.
Okay. Right. I'll see you later.
Yeah. Bye.
So, how did it go? What did Tina have to say for herself?
Well, she said very little, actually. And to be honest with you, it was awful. She looked like she was going to cry.
What? Tina?
Yeah. I thought she'd get all shirty or annoyed with me and say that it was the customer's fault, but she didn't. In fact, she looked devastated, if anything.
Oh, she didn't get angry at all.
No, as I say, she looked mortified. You know, I felt a bit sorry for her, as I really did lay into her, and afterwards I felt a bit bad about what I'd said.
Well, you can't have the staff upsetting the customers, can you? Or upsetting the reps, for that matter, so I'm sure she deserved it.
No, I think I was a bit too sharp with her.
You? No, I can't see that happening.
Well, it's done now, but I do feel I could have been a bit less harsh.
No, Matthew. She was the one who did wrong. And, well, it might even do her some good. You know what she can be like. This might even teach her her lesson, Matthew.
Well, I do feel bad about it. I don't think I needed to give her an official warning.
Oh, did you now?
Yes, well, I was really annoyed and I felt so embarrassed when Becky complained. Oh, honestly, she's only been in the shop once and it all goes wrong.
Well, There you are, then. You had to say something, so don't worry. I think it'll do Tina some good.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Oh, it will. Anyway, she can look up on her course how to cope with getting an official warning.
Henry, that's not funny.
Sorry.
Are you okay now?
No, not really. But I don't feel sick anymore, thank goodness. So did anyone ask for me?
Only Mike.
Oh, no. He didn't, did he?
Don't worry, I said you were in the loo and he believed me.
Oh, good. I feel so embarrassed. I can't wait to go home.
Look, it's one incident. You'll get over it.
Penny, I didn't mean any harm. You know me. I never want to do anything wrong.
No, I know you don't.
That's just the way I am. I don't normally talk to the customers that much. And on this one occasion, I thought I'd say a joke. I thought she'd think it was funny.
I know you did.
Well, never again. I'll never speak to the customers again.
Well, Tina, you'll have to. You know that.
Well, yes. I'll say the normal sort of thing, but nothing else.
Oh, you will. You'll be all right.
No, I won't. He was horrible to me.
What, Matthew?
Yes, I tell you, he was really annoyed. I've never seen him like that before.
Well, neither have I. And I'm sure it's only because she's a friend of the family.
I know. I hadn't forgotten that. Oh, I wish I'd never served her.
Tina, it's done. So don't let it get to you. We all make mistakes. That's life.
No, Penny. I don't make mistakes. Oh, I don't know if I can work here anymore. I feel so ashamed.
Tina, it's a one-off. Believe me, in a week or two, everyone will have forgotten all about it.
Maybe.
They will. Something else will have happened, and this incident will have been forgotten. And anyway, you can't leave. You love working here, and I won't let you.
Oh, Penny.
Well, you've got to stay, because we make a good team.
Oh, Penny. That's the nicest thing that anyone has ever said to me.
Right then, come on, cheer up. Let's just get through today. And if you need another break, just let me know, okay?
Okay, thank you, Penny. Thank goodness I work with you. No one else would have been so kind.
Yes, they would. No one likes to see another person upset.
Oh, some do. But you're right. I somehow got to get over this.
So, do you want to stay here, or do you want to put these out?
I'll put them out.
Okay. And take your time, all right?
Yes, I will. And thanks, Penny.
Right, here you go, Penny. You sure you don't want anything to eat?
No thanks. Kathy's making chilli tonight, and I don't want to spoil my appetite.
Oh, sounds very nice.
Yeah, well, you can come round if you want.
Well, I'll see. So, what did Tina say about the chat she had with Matthew?
She was very upset about it all, to be honest. She said he was quite horrible to her.
Matthew? Nah, I doubt that very much. All that is, she obviously didn't like being told off. Honestly, what a stupid thing to say to anyone. Let alone to Becky. She deserved to get a telling off.
But she didn't mean any harm. It was only a joke.
Was that what she said?
Yes, she was joking.
Oh, I don't believe that. She never jokes about anything.
Well, on this one occasion, she did.
Bet she wishes she hadn't.
Yes, she does. She's really upset about it.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, she is. She actually said that she was thinking of leaving Patterson's.
Really?
Yes. But, Mike, you mustn't tell anyone that she said that.
Oh, no, no. No, I won't.
No, I mean it. No one. Because she won't leave, I'm sure of that.
Well, how do you know? She might.
Mike, I'll be really annoyed if you tell anyone.
Penny, I won't. I promise.
Tune in next time for another instalment of Penny for Your Thoughts.